Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Steve, first of all, good to see you. It's been a while. Where the hell you been?
Bob, my dad never played Major League Baseball, but he did work at Browning Highway GM for a lot of years.
There,
so
you
I do have some local connections.
Thanks for coming in here. And, of course, we got a lot to get to. And if you want to talk to Steve about the Orioles down on the farm and at the Major League level, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. We get Steve's prediction for the Ravens and Lions as well, which is coming up Monday night at M&T Bank Stadium. But we were talking earlier, Nolan and myself, Clayton Kershaw is retiring. End of the season. 11-time All-Star. 3,000-plus strikeouts. 3 Cy Youngs. MVP. And he won't get 100% of the vote.
No one does. Ridiculous.
But explain, what's the rationale now other than, well, Willie Mays didn't get 100% of the vote, so why should Clayton Kershaw get 100% right. of the vote? And Mariano
but
Rivera.
Someone did, right? Rivera?
Yeah, with all due respect, he's a closer, for bleep's sake. No Ken Griffey, yeah. No Jeter, whether you love him or not. I mean, that guy's got Hall of Fame written all over him. I mean, just Mike Schmidt, the Orioles that are in the Hall of Fame. Why?
I don't know, Bob. I can't speak for the voters, and I've never had a Hall of Fame vote, although I'm getting close to the time, if I'm still in the BBWAA, which I am for this year and hopefully beyond, that maybe I'll have one in a year or two. I'm getting close to that time where you get a vote. But I've always thought if you're a Hall of Famer in 2005 and the voting comes up in 06 and you don't vote for the same guy you voted for last year, what changed? Now, the ballot does change. And so maybe he was your 10th guy out of 10 and someone came on that was better and knocked him off. I got that.
Okay.
But I think generally speaking, if, and again, not having voted, I'm not speaking from experience here, but if you're a Hall of Famer 1 year, you should be probably the next, unless the exception I just stated. And so it almost now, Bob, in the social media age, I got to attract attention to myself. So if I don't vote for Cal Ripken Jr. and I'm the only one, wow, look at me. Although then they go into hiding because you're asked to make your vote public, but you don't have to make your vote public.
That's what Nolan said earlier.
Right.
He agrees with you 100%.
So just be front and center. Tell us who you voted for. I don't mind telling whoever they tell us not before it's made known not to talk about the MVO, but afterwards I will. And just be accountable for your vote. I mean, this is not brain surgery.
Right.
We could be wrong. Our opinion is potentially wrong, Bob, that we're over the next 2 hours that we will express. We're not going to go 100 for 100.
Speak for yourself, Steve Molesky. Anyway, not a Hall of Famer yet, but Max Fried last night on national TV down at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. 7, I mean, mixing his pitches, not a physically imposing guy, you know what I mean? And prime Kershaw had a little more pace on his fastball than Fried does. But 13 Ks, Orioles were mystified last night, and
yes. It
was a pretty, even though the Orioles got dominated, it was a pretty interesting and quite frankly, pretty impressive thing to watch from Max Fried.
Well, I like to watch good pitching. I don't like to watch when it's the Yankees over the Orioles.
Right.
And it's their when it's the pitcher they bought, you know. That's always agitated Oriole fans over the years. I mean, heck, the Orioles got beat in a five-game series one year because of the money guy. C.C. Sabathia beat him twice, and they lost 3-2 because of the big dollar pitcher. So this is not new for the Orioles and the Yankees. But that's telling the Orioles that if the Yankees will buy Max Fried and you don't buy Max Fried, he's going to beat you some nights. So there's the message. And, Bob, you go back to the Oriole offense now. Last 13 games, 38 runs. And in those 13 games, they have struck out 139 times. Nine times, Ferris. That's 139. That's 10 per game. That's too many. So, I mean, the Oriole offense has had a disappointing year. I don't have to, that's not breaking news. And they're going to have to figure out something between here and there, there being opening day 2026, to get some of the young guys going. Kowser has regressed. Gunnar's not had the year he had last year. Westberg's been hurt a lot. So this young core is going to have to be a difference maker next year that they have not been collectively this year.
And we'll give Basayo and Beavers a pass, even though Beavers like, hey, I belong here, that sort of thing. And we know Basayo's upside is tremendous, and you've known him since they brought him into the organization. That's why he got his contract extension. But another guy, maybe no longer one of the air quotes young guys, Steve, is Allie Rutschman.
Right.
He might come up at the end of the season for whatever reason.
Not mentioned in my previous comment, but should have been.
Yeah, but this is a guy that was in an offensive decline in the second half of last season. And we all surmised it might have been more of an injury-related thing. He never admitted it. The Orioles certainly didn't say it. But he went from being the deserving starter for the American League All-Star team to a guy that was a below-average offensive player. And after a great spring, was that guy for the first half of the season. So where's the offense? And just when he started to percolate, he got hurt a couple of times.
Right.
But what about Adley? The offensive upside, is it still some, maybe not Cal Raleigh level, but
yeah,
is he still that guy?
We don't know. He hasn't been for a while, right? So, I mean, it's leaving question marks. Ironically, his defense, which got some criticism last year, I think is better this year, but it's overshadowed by the lack of hitting and him being out of the lineup a lot here lately. So maybe they're going to get him into a few games here before it's over, which would be nice just to see him back. But, yeah, Bob, this young core has got to collectively take a major step forward, or else the Orioles' ability to contend in 2026 is threatened again. I think, I it's nice to sit here and say they have a lot of young talent, and they do. But if the young talent performs at a 5 instead of an 8 on a scale of 8 out of 10, you know, then, okay, they're just young guys who didn't perform well enough. So I don't have the answer, but I don't know why this team for 2 years, most of the last 2 years before this year, was a pretty good offensive team until when it finally went bad late last year. It really hasn't reset itself at any point. We've seen flashes. They scored 8 runs the other night, but most of these last 13 games, Bob, 2-3-1, and they won a lot of them because they pitched so well.
Yeah, got a 0 last night. Steve Molesky's with us. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. 9 games left in the Orioles' regular season. Trying to play spoilers here in the American League East. Didn't do it in Toronto. Didn't do it last night against New York, who they have 6 more times. Hey, Tampa's still kind of hoping they can do some things, and the Orioles will see them next week at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. But if you want to talk to Steve about why this season is where it is, last place, already eliminated from the postseason, get on in here. It's Featured Artist Friday. Bob Eddy, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.